What about the this movement? It's only beginning experimentally right now, but they actually are beginning to implant chips in human beings. Now, they've been doing it with animals for some time, right, for probably a good reason. Now, what about chips and human beings? What do you know?
Well, you know, down in Mexico, the Attorney General's office planted several 100 employees with microcircuits under the surface of skin. When you go back again to the document Revolution, Military Affairs, and Conflict Short of War from 1990, the U.S. Army War College, they did, at that time, they could basically monitor location, you know, for GPS purposes. And for special forces now, they utilize them where if you're in combat, they actually know your location. But more than that, the new chips can actually determine heart rate, respiration, many of your physical perimeters, whether you're breathing at all or dead, where you're located. I mean, a lot of data. Some of the most sophisticated circuits, MIT released a story several years ago where a microcircuit the size of the first numeral on a date of a dime is used for medical diagnoses. The newest chips, the ones that are being developed today, are even getting smaller. I mean, when they're looking at the capability of microcircuits, given the direction of the technology, being able to get so small that what we used to have, you know, I mean, think about computers. What used to fill a house now fills a watch.
Oh, of course. And look, all of this, for example, as it would apply to, say, a special forces soldier, is completely understandable.
Absolutely. I would support that 100%. And if I were in combat, I think I would probably even take the chip just to know that I could
bet.
Be extracted.
You bet.
But in that paper, they talk about implanting business travelers. And the idea was we wouldn't activate the system, of course, unless there was some problem. And if you believe that, you know, I mean, I think we need to reexamine the whole issue. But the idea of positive ID, you know, in terms of ID coming in the passports here, after the first part of the year, they're going to require biometrics, the ID of something unique identifier to you within your passport. If you want to exit, get through customs a little faster, in the most obscure place, Alaska Magazine, Airlines Magazine, December 2006, writing down on the airplane, they're now putting iris scanners in the Vancouver International Airport, and you can give an interview, photographs, fingerprints, and background checks, and your iris scan, and then you don't have to go through customs in the way everybody else does. This is the trend and direction in which all customs and all transits between countries will eventually take place.
Wow.
And they've already done it in Canada, and they've already done it at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam and have it active at Schiphol Airport iris scans for at least 4 years for those frequent travelers that don't want to be bugged by customs.
So right now it's voluntary. There are a lot of people out there, people of faith, who think that the Bible says that eventually the involuntary chip is coming. Is that where we're headed when eventually we're going to, I mean, they've talked about national ID cards. This is just the modern version of a national ID card, a chip in your hand or wherever they'd put it, right?
That's correct. And, you know, and already they've piloted some of this, not with with the microcircuits, primarily with special service personnel. They're talking more about, you know, the military IDs that they put out with a lot of information a number of years ago. This is the next logical step because, again, counterfeiting issues, you know, how do you counterfeit a human being? You know, once they stick this under your skin, you're definitely ID'd in a way that is irrefutable, indisputable. The problem is exactly what you're suggesting is this is the ultimate control of the individual. And I don't believe that's anything like what the Founding Fathers envisioned, and certainly violates some religious tenets. And I think that's going to be where the tension is, because this is going to be one of those issues that unites the left and the right together, whether it's for civil liberties purposes or for biblical reasons. It's going to bring people together around a common theme that freedom and liberty, the things that bind us together, and allow that diversity within this culture have to be preserved, and is preserved on a platform of privacy and integrity of the individual. These things violate that integrity. The idea of manipulating people, controlling people's movements, should be an affront to any free people anywhere on this planet. The other issue, and the issue that kind of creeps and overlaps is the areas of, and what we had talked to in the last hour about the idea of manipulating even human behavior. Now, when you start to overlay all of these technologies, you get a very directed and controlled society where people are reduced to taxpayers and consumers rather than the human beings that we are. These are invasive technologies that, on the one hand, give us the illusion of security, and on the other hand, strip us of our very humanity.